Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
Now, before I went off on halls, we were talking to Arlene about music festivals. And Arlene's never been to a music festival like Tyne Park or Glastonbury or whatever. We managed to get Arlene some tickets for Glastonbury, but she can't go because it's the same night as Auntie Beryl's 70th or something. So you couldn't go to that.
No.
And you're not able to go to any of the big festivals this year because of various commitments, like you've got a wedding one night.
And work commitments.
Yeah,
and
there's a few bits and bobs that you're working at. So I was thinking about this when I was on holiday. And there is one date, isn't there, where you've got one date free between now and September.
I've got one night off between now and September, and that's Saturday the 2nd of July.
Now, before everybody goes, oh, Arlene works so hard, we should clarify, 3 of those weeks, Arlene's on holiday.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually
that is
away.
True.
So yeah. It's not like you're working all the time, but you've only got one free date.
Saturday
between
night.
Now and September, and that's the 2nd of July.
Well, now I'm working on a Saturday morning. My Friday nights are out for any kind of party, aren't they?
Saturday the 2nd of July is the only date that you've got free. So, and we looked at the diary. There are no big festivals that weekend.
No, there's nothing big.
Tyne Park is the next week. So, I thought, if we can't take you to the festival, let's bring the festival to you.
What do you mean?
Let's hold our own music festival just for you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be quite cool.
Okay, so...
Really?
Yeah, we need... There's loads of things that we need for this. Firstly, we need some acts.
All right, all right. So when you're saying we're going to bring the festival, you haven't thought of anything yet. The 2nd of July is, what, 2 weeks away?
It's a fortnight on Saturday. So we need some acts. So, Marty, I'm going to put you in charge of acts.
Okay.
Okay, so you're in charge of sourcing some acts for the music festival.
That reflects my sort of taste in music, then.
Arlene, there is no way we're going to get Drake at such short notice.
No. Can we get Michael Bublé, then?
No, we can't get Michael Bublé. Well, we might. Marty, you're in charge, okay? You're in charge of getting the
act. I'm in charge of this whole thing.
You're in charge of getting the act.
Okay, well, that's fine, right.
We also need a location for the festival. Marty, you're in charge of that. Okay, so we need a location and some acts. And we also, most importantly, is we need a name, a catchy name for the festival. You know how there's Tyne Park and there's Glastonbury and there's Wireless and Download and all these names. So we need a name, because the only name I've got so far is Arlene Fest.
Oh, no.
And that just...
That'll never do.
That'll never
sounds terrible.
It'll never sell, will it?
Are we going to be camping at this festival?
Oh, yes, we need a campsite. Marty, if you could be in charge of the campsite, that would be fine. Oh, we need some toilets as well. We need
You'll need a generator, won't you?
Yeah, Marty, can you be in charge of that as well?
Right.
Okay, so...
For a minute I was getting really excited. This is going to be an absolute fiasco, because if I'm not involved in the organisation, it's never going
to
happen.
You don't have to do anything,
right,
Arlene,
fine.
Other than just sit there and just... Soak it all in. Soak in the big festival atmosphere.
Oh, God.
Because Marty and I are going to organise the whole thing. We've got 2 and a bit weeks. Can we put on a music festival in 2.5 weeks?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.